From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish hostages released by Islamic State militants in Nairobi a year after terrorists attack Westgate Shopping Mall. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Dozens of Turkish hostages being held by the radical Islamic State group have been released. The hostages arrived in Turkey in the early hours of Saturday local time. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced in a written statement that 49 Turkish hostages held by Islamic State had been released through the efforts of Turkey's intelligence agency. President Erdogan, in his statement, paid tribute to Turkey's intelligence service, saying through patience and dedication they had performed a rescue operation. The details of how the hostages came to be released remain unclear. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Security forces in Kenya have been blamed for an unorganized response to last year's terrorist attack on the Westgate Shopping Mall in Nairobi. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Security analyst Andrew Franklin tells VOA nothing has changed.
The introduction of the Kenya Defense Forces domestically again and again since Westgate, to no seeming effect, the fact that Lamu County is under curfew, I would suggest that these signs all indicate nothing has changed since what we saw at Westgate.
Kenyan police spokesman Masoud Mwinyi agrees some mistakes were made, but says now they are working hard on how to improve. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The streets of Freetown, Sierra Leone's capital, resemble a ghost town today in a lockdown. This is VOA News. Pakistani officials say the United States has turned over 14 detainees who were held at the Begum military prison in Afghanistan. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman in Islamabad tells VOA the transfer took place on Saturday. Families and advocates say they have also received confirmation from the International Red Cross that their relatives had been repatriated. The rival candidates in Afghanistan's disputed election for new president, Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai, have agreed on a power-sharing deal. Aides to Abdullah and Ahmadzai have confirmed the deal, which took more than 2 months since the June 4th election, to be resolved. They say the agreement will be formally signed on Sunday, with outgoing President Hamid Karzai looking on. Neither side has disclosed terms of the agreement, but negotiations centered on how to divide responsibilities between the president and the newly created Office of Chief Executive. A United Nations envoy says Yemen's government has reached an agreement to end fighting with Shiite Houthi rebels that has intensified in recent days. A special advisor to the UN Secretary General on Yemen said Saturday that the deal will lay the foundation for national partnership for security and stability. Earlier, a government security council imposed a curfew on parts of the capital, Sana'a, where Houthi rebels said they had taken over the state television building. Talks between Iran, the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, and Germany extended into Saturday as those parties try to hammer out an agreement on the scope of Iran's nuclear program ahead of a November 24th deadline. A comprehensive deal between Iran and the P5 plus one countries would pave the way for Iran to get relief from international sanctions. In Nigeria, dozens of people reportedly have been killed as Boko Haram militant members stormed a market in the northeastern town of Minak. Security sources told Reuters News Service that at least 23 civilians were among the dead, while the rest were militants killed by Nigerian soldiers defending the town. Participants in Ukrainian peace talks have agreed to create a 15-kilometer buffer zone separating Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists. The agreement, negotiated by representatives of Ukraine, Russia, the separatists, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, will be implemented within a day, according to Leonid Kuchma, Ukraine's president from 1994 to 1925, who represented Kiev in the talks. There's more on all of these stories 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.